views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Welcome to the Laura Longley Show on a gray and cloudy day in Seattle, but it's not raining at the moment, so there is a positive. You're listening to the Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio, where authentic change takes flight. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Today, I'll be talking with Tiffany Jameson Vanderlucht about her book, The Radical Self Expert, The Fastest, Simplest Seven Step Method, it's a mouthful, to discover how to be your true self, change your life now, and be happy today. And we're going to be talking about how trusting ourselves rather than the so-called experts can bring us exactly what we want in our lives. But first, as we always do, we're going to start with our healing meditation. And today I'm going to do something slightly different, and I'm going to take Benny by surprise. So I'm going to tell him right now what I'm going to do.
Okay, that's fine.
So we're going to do a loving kindness meditation where I will be speaking. And then when that's done, we'll have the minute of the music so that you, as you're listening, can take in and open your hearts in the way that the words have said prior to that. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in and release it. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy. Deep breath in just to anchor that in. Well, last week I told you that the weekend prior to that, I had a really great two-day workshop with Jack Kornfield. And for those of you who don't know who he is, Jack Kornfield trained as a Buddhist monk, and he's also a psychologist. And his first book was published 40 years ago. And since then, he's published many more books and is very active in healing the trauma and violence in our world. And tomorrow, I'm going to be filling in on the Dr. Pat Show at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And I'll be sharing some of the great ahas I had during that workshop 10 days ago. And I'm also going to be taking your calls to help you apply those tools in your own life. So that's going to be tomorrow at this same time, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. So I'd love for you to tune in live so that you can get your calls in and get your questions answered. And one great example of a learning, or really more of a reminder that I had during that workshop revolves around compassion versus competition. And as many of you know, this has kind of been a theme for my learning over the past 6 months or so. And during this week's light bulb moment later in the show, I'm going to share a bit more about how I got this concept on a deeper level, and also how you can make that same shift to compassion rather than competition for a happier life. So be sure and stay tuned for that later in the show. But for now, let me introduce today's guest. And her name is Tiffany Jameson Vanderlucht, which I'm pronouncing probably incorrectly because that's a Dutch last name, but I'm doing the best I can. Author, consultant, and attorney Tiffany Jameson Vanderlucht is the founder of the Yay Me University. Her mission is to infuse yay energy into life and business, helping success-minded women and cool men break the rules and turn infinite possibilities into mind-blowing opportunities for more money, fun, and freedom with ease and while being true to themselves. Let's welcome Tiffany to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi.
So say how you say your last name.
Oh, geez, it's no better than you. Okay. I mean, if I have to, I can get one of the natives.
Oh, that's okay.
I call my baby the native. And that, you know, because they speak Dutch, right? So
right.
It would sound a lot better coming from a 3-year-old.
Well, we'll go with Vanderlucht then.
Yeah, it's a sound we don't have. Like the you know, you've been here to the Netherlands. They have a G that's in the back of their throat.
Oh, okay.
And we don't have that sound. It's like
right.
In South Africa, you know, they have that click sound.
Right, exactly, which we don't do. Yeah, absolutely.
They're like, it's like Vanderlucht. And you're like, are you choking?
We'll live with my mispronunciation of it then. So today we're going to be talking about your book, The Radical Self-Expert. And, you know, I want to start out just by asking you, why did you feel the need or call to write a book called The Radical mm-hmm. Self-Expert?
Well, you know, as many of us, right, we have experiences, right? We go through some trauma.
Right.
You know, it'd be great if we just, like, had a book in us, you know, and life was just grand and rosy, right? That would be so much easier, right?
But yes.
It doesn't actually happen that way, does it? So, for me, I met my husband on the internet. We married 5 days later, and we immediately started trying to breathe. And it went horribly awry. We were trying. We lost 5 babies in a row. And during that time, that was when, like, The Secret was hot.
Yes.
Back in 08. And so that was, you know, we thought, oh, okay, well, that would be the answer. At that time, I think we lost 3 babies, and then we got hit to The Secret. And so we were, like, putting up our vision boards. I mean, Laura, we were all in. Like, And my husband is kind of an old school kind of guy, you know, European type. So he was like, okay. But he was doing it, you know, so that tells you how serious we were.
Yes.
And we lost a set of twins, and we lost them in, like, epic fashion, even after the vision boards and everything else. And it really sort of made us go, okay, wait. You know, we did the vision boards, we did our affirmations. I mean, people thought we were crazy. I'm a lawyer, and people would come to the office, and I was, like, speaking in affirmations to my clients. You know, they were like, this chick is a wackadoodle. It's like, how are you, you know, counselor? I am well and beautiful and fine, you know. I am perfect. I am fertile, you know. And then we were like, this chick is off her rocker. So,
but were really living it. You were really embracing it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm an all-in type of gal, as you can tell. Like, I'm really like, okay, I'm in, you know.
Yeah.
And we still lost those twins after going through all of that. We lost the twins. And that was when we were like, okay, hold up. Like, what is going on? We did everything. Like, the rule said, right?
Yeah,
do your affirmations and, you know, you think positive and all this, you get some babies. Okay, you know, insert mm-hmm. whatever you're thinking, right? Babies, money, happiness, love. And we still lost babies. And that was the moment we took stock and we were like, okay, there has to be something else going on. And so I started to like put the pieces of the times when I was, you know, quote unquote successful in my life against the times when I struggled or didn't get the things that I desired. And I noticed that when I was more aligned with what felt true for me was when I was most successful.
Right.
And instead of listening to what someone else tells you, you know, I grew up in the church. My father was a pastor, and they're bootleg, so they're not like real pastors. They're like the crazy kind. And so, you know, not absolutely freaking bootleggers. Anyway, so I was a little bit, you know, I had some baggage. You know, I was abused and neglected, so I was a little bit messed up. So I had stuff playing in the background. But they don't tell you that part in The Secret, do they?
Right.
They don't tell you. They don't tell you, like, okay, if you got some baggage, you need a little bit extra, right? It's not, you know. So I put all the pieces together, and, you know, when I didn't listen to the doctors, I was able to get pregnant. Like, I left my practice. We came here to the Netherlands. My husband's obviously Dutch. And I was pregnant within a couple weeks. And
wow.
We had twins almost to the day that the other twins would have been born.
Wow.
So the first set of twins would have been born in October, like, I think the 15th or 12th or something. And our twins were born on October 19th. And, yeah, and then 6 months later, I was pregnant with our youngest, which is spring. And it just really, when I came here and had advice, I didn't, if the doctors were like, oh, no, you're not doing this, I was like, screw you, I'm doing it my way. And look, I have baby.
Exactly. So that is what a self-expert is, really, is taking in. You take in the stuff that you're told, but then you look at what resonates for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's time for us to take our first break. So I just wanted to kind of, you know, summarize that piece so that we are going, when we go into the next segment, we'll talk more about how I become personally a self-expert and what it will do for me. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. For the first time, we'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar package back-to-back in one location.
And this is the thing I like about Matrix Energetics. There are many theories and concepts out there about using quantum physics and other aspects that we know of, that science now knows of, that the world around us is essentially made out of energy and information. But Matrix Energetics gives you the insights that you need, the consciousness technology, if you will, to apply that in your own world and bring about the change that you would like to see.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course Friday, May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit MatrixEnergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking with Tiffany Jamison Vanderlicht about her book, The Radical Self-Expert, the fastest, simplest seven-step method to discover how to be your true self, change your life now, and be happy today. And I tell you what, if the steps are simpler than that title, I would be doing good, because I cannot say it without tripping over my But before we get going forward, Tiffany, I would love for you to tell people how they can find you and how they can find the book.
Oh, okay, great. Well, you can get the book at any online retailer, Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Smashwords, so whatever your online retailer.
Okay.
And, yeah, you can pick them up because it's available worldwide, so that's a good thing.
Yes.
And if you want to, you know, just connect with me, you can get the book and some bonuses if you go over to theradicalselfexpert.com and just go ahead and enter your name, and I'll get you out like a little journal to go along with the book, and you can sort of
Wow, that's great.
And, yeah.
Very, very good. So as we were going into the break, you were telling your story about really how you stumbled on this idea of being a self-expert. And, you know, I have to tell you that it really resonates for me. And I on the show, I have said many times that, you know, different things work for different people or different things resonate for different people and at different times in our lives, because not everything is meant for everybody. And so I really love that concept of, you know, I figure out what works for me. And yes, I take in information that's out there to help me, but then I decide what works for me. And so, I think it's great that you've written this book that really helps us understand how to do that for ourselves.
Right. Absolutely. We have to be our own experts. As I was sharing with your audience, you know, growing up, I really was messed up, right? Mm-hmm. And so, we have to put it
many
mildly,
of us were, yeah.
I had some issues. And, you know, I didn't really trust myself. So with the first three losses, the doctor was telling me to use medicine that I knew was not a good idea.
Mm.
Like, everything in me was like, what are you doing? Stop that. You know,
right.
But because I didn't trust myself, I couldn't even hear my own voice,
mm-hmm.
if you can imagine that. Like the voice of God, so
yeah.
to speak, wasn't even like, you know, the God voice, right? You know, the hello. It wasn't, I didn't get that. I got like my parents or,
right.
you know, my ex-husband, you know, something really damning and mean and judgmental. That was the voice that I heard. And we all know that that's not God. That's not God's source.
Right.
Your higher self is never going to judge you, you know. And so I couldn't even listen to that, and I would just take the medicine. I did that three times, not listening to myself.
Yes.
And it speaks to the necessity, right, of knowing yourself and being your own expert.
Well, yeah, and, you know, and definitely I can relate to it in various ways. And it does, you're absolutely right that it takes us trusting ourselves, really believing that we know what is best for us. And that can be a little bit of a journey for a lot of us to get to a place where, wait a minute, you know, I know what's best for me, not you, just because you have an MD after your name or whatever it may be. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, and it doesn't, I mean, for some people, it might be not necessarily medicine. It might be, you know, a job counselor or,
uh-huh.
you know, somebody, it can, I mean, it's true in every facet of your life. You know, it's great to take in information, as you pointed out. You take it all in, mm-hmm. right? And you go with what is true for you. So you're just like constantly receiving stuff. And I'm sorry, if you hear babies screaming, those are the natives. And that's why I call them the natives, because they're screaming like a bunch of natives. Okay? I just want to go on record and say that.
Well, you know, I will say, you know, one of the things that came to mind for me where I had some struggle around this doesn't feel right to me, but this person's the expert. And it's a situation that I think a lot of people might have. And it was at one point in my life, I was seeing a psychotherapist where I felt it wasn't, you know, quote unquote advice they were giving me, but it was their perception or their perspective on something that had happened for me that I just went, no, that just is not it, you know? And, it was a hard thing to say to myself, even let alone to them, no, you're wrong, you know? And in that particular case, it was a big enough thing to me that I ended up not going to them anymore. I mean, I think that happens on a smaller scale where we can say, you know, give feedback and say, wait, no, that's not right. And right. still continue on. But for me, it was, you know, bigger than that. But so I, you know, I get it. And I understand a lot of these experts are people that are authority figures. And that makes it hard, too. You know, they're supposed to
absolutely.
Know. They're supposed to
you know, and we're also well-meaning, right? I think people, anybody who's on their spiritual journey and you're trying to figure things out, you're at a higher level of consciousness. Like, you might not have a word for it. You don't know if it's called consciousness. You just know, like, okay, I need to do something.
Right.
And that right there opens you up to receiving, right? Just going, okay, well, I know there's something. I don't know what, but I'm just going to be open to it. And then you go looking for help, and it's like people feed you. They see this, like, open book, and they're like, oh, help, let me write your script for you.
Right.
Let me write your life for you. And what I want people to do and to understand is, when I learned this in law school, when you write your own rules, you always win the game, right? We learned in civil procedure, he who writes the rules wins the game. So write your own rules.
Yay! I love that.
Right?
Yes.
You write your own rules, and then you always win.
That's
the
right.
The deck is always stacked in your favor.
Yeah, because you're choosing those rules, so you're going to choose to follow those rules. So yeah, absolutely.
That's a big yay me, right?
Yeah.
So I said, you know, I'm not, you know, when I lost the twins, the doctor was telling me I was high risk. And because I had all those losses before.
Right.
And he was, like, describing these invasive procedures. And the hygiene over at the Kaiser was so bootleg that I should have said something. Like, this one doctor put on a glove, touched his dirty feet where he had been sitting, and then proceeded to do an exam. And
oh, my God.
Back, I was like, don't use that glove. Like, but I was so weak, Laura. I still didn't trust myself. I was so bruised and battered, and I just want babies, and desperate, and all of those energies that are non-generative, right, and non-creative. Mm-hmm. I was all of that.
Right.
Add into some of that shame, and, you know, I can't have babies. Everybody's going to see me. You know, it's weird, the stuff that you think, right,
yes.
when you're messed up. I mean, it's totally irrational, logical. And I just let this guy give me an exam, and the exam. All of the exams ended up causing an infection in one of the twins' amniotic sacs, and so I had to deliver both of them prematurely because the infection had gotten so bad. So if my water broke for one, the other baby was totally healthy, but they couldn't save it because the one on the healthy one was on the bottom, and the other twin that was infected was on the top. So here I have these perfectly beautiful, healthy babies. They did the autopsy and everything else, and they found these babies were healthy and perfect in every way, which crushes you
yes,
more.
Yes, absolutely.
And then you have the guilt, why didn't I listen to myself? And that just makes you like think lower, right? You should know better. Listen to yourself. You read The Secret. Think positive. You know,
right?
You know, and really, and I want your listeners to get, like, nobody knows what you know. You were born a genius. What is Bookmaster Fuller says? Everybody is born a genius, but it is the process of living that de-genianizes them.
Yes. Right? Yes. Well, and, you know, the other thing I want to add there, too, is that, you know, hearing the pain of you beating yourself up after that loss of the twins, that, you know, I think that for many of us, it takes something traumatic like that for us to wake up and say, wait a minute, and to shift it from, you know, bad me, you know, there's something wrong with me because this is happening to me, to shift it into what you were able to do, which is, yeah, you know, wait a minute, I'm listening to all these experts and it's still not working. So really, how could I do any worse? I mean, when it comes down to it, right? Right.
I love that. Can't be any worse than this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I never thought of it like that, but yeah, absolutely. Like, okay, it's almost like, well, let me give me a whirl, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And what, yeah. What I hope that many of us start doing is giving ourselves a whirl first.
I like that, give ourselves a whirl. Right, like choose you.
Yes.
Right? Always choose you. Yes. Always choose you. Because yeah. No one else knows what you need but you.
Right. So we're coming up on another break. So what I want to do when we come back in the next segment is, first of all, I want to give away a copy of your book. So listeners, stay tuned for that. But I want you to go through for us the seven steps, just so people get a flavor for, you know, how can I do this myself? And, you know, is it going to be hard or is it, you know, because we get in that place of, oh, my God, it's impossible. I'll never be able to do it. So I want you to just take us through at a high level each of the seven steps so that we can understand, yeah, this is doable. We can really do this.
Oh, we'll do that when we get back from the break.
Yes, we will do that. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll give away a copy of Tiffany's book and learn the seven steps for you to become a self-expert. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
All I need's a little love in my life. All I need's a little love in the dark. A little, but I'm hoping it might kickstart me and my...
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. We'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar Package in one location.
You have to experience yourself. You have to be there, touch it, play with this.
It's not a complicated system. It's simple, it's easy, and it's fun. It's quite remarkable.
And this woman literally went, doot, doot, and I had this wave, this whole like... wave of energy comes through me like I had never felt anything like that in my entire life, and it just blew me away. I was like, wow.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-8255. 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking with Tiffany Jameson Vanderlick, and her book is called The Radical Self Expert, The Fastest, Simplest, Seven-Step Method to Discover How to Be Your True Self, Change Your Life Now, and Be Happy Today. And I did it without stumbling over any of it. Yay for me.
Yeah, but you forgot the last part, the easy way.
Oh, somehow that did not get into what I wrote down. Gosh darn it. So the easy way. And so for those of you who want to learn how to do this, we're going to give away a copy of Tiffany's book right now. If you want Tiffany's book, the first caller at 800-930-2819. Again, it's 800-930-2819. And Tiffany will send a copy out to you if you are the first caller. Just give Benny your info. So what we're going to do right now, because we have limited time left, these shows go by so darn fast. Tiffany, I'd love for you to just, you know, kind of touch upon each of the seven steps so that people get an idea of what they're signing up for if they choose to use your method.
Right, cool. And also, there's like a little cheat sheet that you can get if you go over to theradicalselfexpert.com.
Oh, good.
So there's like a cheat sheet and a video series, so I can go into greater depth in the video series. Okay, so step one is reality nouveau. And that's based on one of the quotes by Richard Buckminster Fuller. He's one of my favorites. And he says, you never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. And so the idea of a reality nouveau is to create your reality anew, haute couture just for you, right? So I invite people to not try and do the same old stuff. Like, the foundation is flawed. So we're
right.
not trying to, like, add on top of that. Like, they found that affirmations and positive self-talk can actually be harmful to your dreams and self-esteem. That's a study by the University of Waterloo. They found that positive thinking doesn't necessarily work. Heck, I'm proof of that. They found all these things in research, and so what I'm inviting people to do is, like, chuck that and go, okay, this isn't necessarily working. I'm not wrong. The system is wrong.
Right.
Right? Because you're not wrong, people. You are perfect and whole. The key is to get you back to that place.
Exactly.
So that you can choose what is unique and true for you. So then the next step is angles. And angles are like those points of view that you have about something. But more than that, if you can imagine like little, like I call it like an electric fence or something that keeps out all of the stuff that you desire. And angles are like good or bad ideas or notions about a particular thing. So even where you think it is good, like hard work, right? We're always
right.
taught that. Work hard, pay your dues. Well, see, you're foreclosing the possibility that you can work and have easy.
Yes,
because
yes.
you're going to be so fixated on trying to do the right thing. So when you get out of those angles, right, whether it's right or wrong or good or bad, and just, okay, this is what is. I am all things, and I will choose what feels right for me, then that sort of takes away the angles. And obviously, this is, like, there's, like, probably 40 pages devoted to that in the book.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've got less than 10 minutes left to talk about all seven of these. So we're just getting the very brief overview.
Yes. All right. And so then there's D, right, which is your detective truth in the D way. And the D way is sort of like this clearing thing that I learned to do, and I share with people how to clear your energy. And it's decreate, devalue, and delete. And decreate is saying, like, I am the creator of my life, of my living, right? And devalue is saying everything that I'm giving value to this particular thing, I'm deleting that, right? I'm getting rid of that. And then deleting means to wipe it away forever. Right. So you're saying wherever this is that I created, however I created, wherever it came from, all of the value that I'm giving it, I delete all that so that you're no longer attached to it.
Yes.
Right. And then the detector of truth is whatever feels expansive for you is true. And whatever makes you feel contracted is heavy.
Yes.
Like some people do things like muscle testing, which can work. What I do is I sort of ask myself something in the form of a question and then just like see how I'm feeling after, right? So, and it doesn't have to be good or bad. I think what happens is what I did personally was I would think what was true would be the thing that weighted on me the most, right? So the heavier the feeling, oh, that must be true.
Oh, interesting.
Right. Oh man, that's heavy. That must be true. But here's the rub. If the word is like the path of enlightenment, wouldn't it follow that it would be enlightened? It would lighten you?
Yes. Yes.
It wouldn't be like more weight on you, right? It's not true. If it's weighted, that's when you contract and you're not being the fullest expression. But when you feel light and expansive, that's when you're being you.
Right.
Right?
Very true.
Okay. So then with your intuition, right? Your eye first and your intuition. So back in the day, you remember like, there were buffaloes, the Native Americans would herd buffaloes by pushing them off the cliff or, you know, causing a stampede. Because buffaloes don't look up. They just keep running forward.
Oh.
See, that's what we do as people, right? We just, whoever's in front of us, we just go right on off the cliff. Right? With them. And so I want people to understand, say I first, right? Take in the information and then operate from you and use your intuition. And I give some pointers in the book and in the video course of, like, how to know what your intuition is.
But I can tell you,
intuition is not judging. If your intuition says, don't do that, you suck. Okay, that's not your intuition.
Right.
You know, and your intuition.
That's your ego.
Your intuition will never, ever judge you. Ever. Your intuition will never judge you. Okay, because it's your higher self. You would never judge you. The judgments that you hear are an outside game. Right? You wouldn't have those judgments if you were on by yourself on an island. You wouldn't go, oh my God, I'm so fat. By whose standard? Because there's no one else there. Right?
Right.
Okay, so then you have C, which is curiosity and curious living, which means that there's this quote, I'm going to slaughter his name, but he used to talk about remember to always live the question, right? So what you want to do, and Albert Einstein talks about this, people who are wealthy and happy are naturally curious, and they found that curiosity would actually extend your life. That's how children grow and learn, and they're so vibrant and alive because they're constantly asking questions. We, as adults, we come to the conclusion, so then we stop acting.
Right.
Children stay curious, and so they keep growing, see? But we conclude, oh, well, this is impossible. So instead of going, well, how could this possibly work out in my favor? We go, oh, well, that will never work.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you see the difference,
Or we think we know the answer already. So,
oh, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
My God.
Yes.
And it doesn't say, like, in the Bible, if you're spiritual and not, it's like, ask and you shall receive. That's a fundamental law, right? You can't have it unless you ask for it.
Right.
It doesn't say conclude to receive. Right? It doesn't say opine, assume. Right?
Yep.
So that's the C. And then the other A is A squared, which is applause, which is a big yay me. I say 5 yays a day keep the energy trolls away.
Good. Very good.
Make sure that you're always supporting yourself, even when it's like something really small. And art. So instead of judging, you know, when you go to an art studio, you don't look at the art and go, well, that's ugly art. So that artist must be a horrible person. Right.
Right.
You just go, hey, well, you know what? That's not my thing. And you just sort of move on. Right. But we get stuck in those judgments. So what I invite you to do is just go, you know what? It's just art. That's your art. It's my art. And we're just all doing our own art. No judgment. You're not bad because you like it.
Yes.
I'm not good because I like it.
Yes.
Right? And then the final C step is L, which is leap lively into the lightness and live in a lab. So when I say leap into the lightness, don't follow what feels heavy for you, because
right.
heaviness is not true. Go to where you feel lightest, where you feel most expanded, where you get those butterflies. That's a good thing. When you feel those butterflies,
yes.
go there.
Yes.
That's exactly where you want to be going, because that is your truth speaking to you. And live in a lab means everything is in beta. you don't have to be attached to anything. You're just like, you know what, I'm just going to go out here and just, heck, we'll see what happens. And if I need to go a little bit to the right or a little bit to the left, it's all good, because it's all a beta test. And we know beta is just the first part. Right? So if you always understand I'm in beta, you can continue to grow and evolve without judgment, always knowing that you're following your lightness and you're doing what's true for you. And there you have it.
Oh, and I love the piece about the lab, because that reminds me of something that was a positive in a therapy session or with a therapist, which was, you know, experiment. View everything that you're doing as an experiment. And, you know, and that also plays into the curiosity piece too, right? I'm not going to assume I know this is how it turns out. And regardless of how it turns out, I learned something. And yeah, and so it doesn't have to be a positive or negative associated with whatever the outcome is. And so I love that. I think that that is really a great thing to focus on.
It's a lot easier, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're like, oh, goodness. Ooh.
Yeah. So with that, unfortunately, we're out of time. We've had such a great, lively conversation that our time just flew by. But before we say goodbye, once more, Tiffany, would you just let people know where they can find the book and where they can find you?
You can find the book anywhere books are sold online. Go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, Smashwords, all of their online retailers around the world. And if you want some bonus goodies, and who doesn't have bonus, go to TheRadicalSelfExpert.com, and you can get a ton of free stuff there.
Yay. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. And I look forward to using some of your tools.
Yay!
Yay is always good. Yes. Well, I will let you go and attend to the natives, because I know that it's 9 hours ahead of Seattle where you are.
Yeah, it's 9 p.m. I'm going to throw them in the bath. I mean, not throw them.
Put them in the tub. Thanks.
Yes, I'm going to put them in the tub.
Thanks so much, Tiffany.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So when we come back, we will do this week's light bulb moment, which is a focus on compassion versus competition. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Ari Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Ari has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Ari party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
Presenting Act As If and Change Your Life with Ari Lauer, Thursday, May 22nd, 7 to 8:30 p.m. at East West Bookshop, Seattle. This dynamic motivational speaker and transformational life coach shares her incredible Act As If Change Your Life technique to transform your life. Join Ari as she shares inspirational stories of overcoming incurable disease, bankruptcy, divorce, and turbulent past to create the life of her dreams. You too will learn how to have exactly what you want. Visit eastwestbookshop.com to register now.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I was talking with Tiffany Jameson Vanderlick about her book, The Radical Self-Expert, and you can find out more about Tiffany at theyayMeUniversity.com. Other ways to get help with moving forward in life: on Facebook, you can find me at The Laura Longley Show. On Twitter, it's Laura Longley, S-H-O, and always at thelauralongleyshow.com. Well, you know, at the beginning of the show, I was talking a little bit about being reminded once again about compassion versus competition. And where it came up for me recently was at the Jack Kornfield workshop that I attended 10 days ago. And, you know, over the past several months, I've talked about it a number of times. And for me, it was really showing up a lot in my driving experience. And I could see where in many of my daily interactions, that was my default mindset, the competition piece of it. And I've been working really hard at shifting it, but it requires constant vigilance because this has been my way of seeing the world for over 50 years. And so it has not switched overnight, although it definitely has gotten a lot better in a short period of time. So you might be asking, why do I want to quit competing? Why do I want to quit competing? Or why would you want to quit competing? And the answer is because it creates anxiety and unhappiness for me. And it's kind of like forgiveness. It's something that I do for myself. It's for my own well-being, not for the other person. And some examples of ways that I do it in my life, and believe me, there are a lot of them, is, you know, the broad scope of it is anything that I deem to be inconsiderate or unfair is me competing. Driving, the things that bother me are, you know, someone cuts me off, someone pulls in front of me and goes too slow, someone's speeding and they act like I'm going too slow, even though I'm already going over the speed limit. Someone doesn't take their turn in merging or at a stop sign. Other ways, in stores or restaurants, someone might cut in line or the wait person isn't on top of things and isn't giving me the consideration that I think I deserve. Someone gets served before me when I was there first. And one other way that this was really showing up for me, and I hadn't really made the connection, this is the connection that I made at the Jack Kornfield workshop, is that I've been suffering a lot over the last 2 years or so with envy for others that have what I want. And I don't mean materially. It's more like envy of people like Oprah, where they've created something that I would love to create. I'd love to be as impactful on people's lives as Oprah has been. And I have envy for her instead of, well, I won't say instead of, because it's in addition to, but I don't want to have that envy because that's me competing with her. I like Eckhart Tolle's example. He was asked in an interview one time, oh, come on now, really, if somebody cuts you off in traffic, don't you get a little bit angry? And he said, no, to me, it's like the wind blowing through my hair. Why would I get angry at the wind? It's just what it does. You know, it's just the way it is. And so, you know, the aha that I had around the envy part is that I really just have to embrace my own path and my own timing of things happening and be grateful for all the people that have been helped by Oprah or whoever it is that I'm feeling envious of, because that's what it's really about. And I have to ask my ego to step down and let my higher self lead. Anytime we are in competition, it's our ego that has taken over. Our higher self does not compete. It does have compassion. And so what it really turns into is me having compassion for myself, me not judging myself and comparing myself to other people, me saying, I am on my path. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm showing up in the way that fulfills my purpose. And it doesn't have anything to do with Oprah or anybody else. It's all about me, really. So it's having compassion for myself. And in some of those other situations that I mentioned, like the driving or the, you know, being in a restaurant, those are all about having compassion for the other person and saying, I don't know what's going on in their life. I don't know why things are going this way, but it's not about me and I don't need to be upset about it. So if you feel like maybe you compete a little bit too much in your life, and probably all of us do because that's the culture that we've been raised in, what is it that you can do? And so here's kind of a checklist for you. Notice situations where you feel angry or anxious. For me, those are real clues that there's some sort of comparison going on where I'm competing with someone in some way, even if it's not at a conscious level. And are there times, notice when you're feeling, you know, having feelings of injustice or envy or that the other person is being inconsiderate? Again, those are comparison times, competing times. And when those things come up, ask yourself these questions. You know, can I be non-reactive? Can I take a key from Eckhart Tolle and let the wind blow through my hair without it meaning anything, without me engaging with it? Can I feel compassion for the other person? You know, maybe they're having a bad day or, you know, I just don't know what's going on in their life that has led to them to act in a way that I don't like. But I can have compassion for the fact that at their core, they are a good person just like I am, and that I don't know what's causing them to be this way. And finally, can I have compassion for myself? I'm not Oprah, but I'm still pretty fantastic in my own way. And can I value what my unique gifts are without comparing those to other people? So those are the steps if you really want to start stepping out of competing and stepping into compassion for others and compassion for yourself. Noticing when you're in that competing mode and then shifting to compassion for the other or compassion for yourself, depending on which it is that is triggering you at the time. Well, I want to remind you that tomorrow I'm going to be filling in for Dr. Pat on the Dr. Pat Show at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And I'll be sharing some other great ahas that I had during that weekend with Jack Kornfield 10 days ago. And I'm also going to be taking your calls during that show to help you apply those tools in your own life. So if you have something that's going on for you that you need some help addressing, I'm going to be taking calls where I can help you with that. I want to thank my guest today, Tiffany Jameson Vanderlicht, for sharing her great information on becoming an expert about yourself, taking in the information from the other experts, and then applying it where it works for you. And I want to thank you all for tuning into the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. in the UK on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have an expert week, and I'll see you back here next time. Oh.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com. Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety. You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least three counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was something bad will happen, counterbalances could be, right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way. Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.